Joshua chapter 21. Then the family heads of the Levites came to Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and to the family heads of the tribes of the Israelites. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us towns to live in, with their pasture lands for our cattle." So the Israelites gave the Levites out of their land inheritance, according to the commandment of the Lord, these towns with their surrounding pasture lands. The lot came out for the clans of the Kohathites. Levites, who were descendants of Aaron the priest, were assigned by lot 13 towns from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The rest of the descendants of Kohath were assigned by lot 10 towns from the clans of the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and half the tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon were assigned by lot 13 towns from the clans of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and half the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The descendants of Merari, according to their clans, were assigned 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. The Israelites assigned by lot to the Levites these towns with their pasture lands, as the Lord commanded through Moses. They allotted from the tribe of the descendants of Judah and Simeon these cities mentioned by name here. They were given to the descendants of Aaron, the descendants of Levi, for the clans of the Kohathites, since the first lot fell to them. They gave them Kiriat Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah with its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields of the town and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as his possession. So to the descendants of Aaron the priest they gave Hebron with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone, and Libna with its pasture lands, Jater, Eshtemoah, Holon, Debir, Ain, Jutah, and Beit Shemesh, each with their pasture lands, 9 towns out of these 2 tribes. From the tribe of Benjamin, they were given Gibeon, Geba, Anatot, and Almon, each with their pasture lands, 4 towns. All the towns assigned to the descendants of Aaron, the priests, totaled 13 towns with their pasture lands. The rest of the clans of the Kohathites, from the tribe of Levi, were allotted towns from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem, with its pasture lands, in the hill country of Ephraim, the city of refuge for those who accidentally kill someone, Gezer, Kibzaim, Beit Horon, with their pasture lands, 4 towns. From the tribe of Dan, Alteca, Gibbethon, Ayalon, Gath-Rimmon, with their pasture lands, 4 towns. From half the tribe of Manasseh, Taanach, Gath-Rimmon, with their pasture lands, 2 towns. All the rest of the Kohathite clans were assigned these 10 towns with their pasture lands. The Gershonite clans of the Levites were assigned from half the tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for those who accidentally kill someone, and Beeshterah with its pasture lands, 2 towns. From the tribe of Issachar, Kishion, Dabarat, Yarmut, and Anganim, with their pasture lands, 4 towns. From the tribe of Asher, Mishal, Avdon, Helkat, and Rehov, with their pasture lands, 4 towns. From the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for those who accidentally kill someone, Hamot Dor, and Kartan, with their pasture lands, 2 towns. There were 13 towns and their pasture lands for the Gershonites according to their clans. The rest of the Levites, the clans of Merari, were assigned from the tribe of Zebulun, Yokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalah, with their pasture lands, 4 towns. From the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemot, and Mephaat, with its pasture lands, 4 towns. From the tribe of Gad, Ramot and Gilead, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for those who accidentally kill someone, Mahanaim, Heshbon, Jazer, with their pasture lands, 4 towns in all. there were 12 towns assigned to the rest of the Levites, the clans of Merari. There were 48 towns and their pasture lands assigned to the Levites within the territory of the Israelites. Each of these towns had surrounding pasture lands. It was the same for all these towns. So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give to their forefathers, and they possessed it and settled there. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their forefathers. Not one of all their enemies was able to resist them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hand. Not one of the good promises the Lord had made to the house of Israel remained unfulfilled. Everything came true.